Ko pāki waha, te hōtaka, ko Dale tēnei ngā take Māori ake. Rawiri Waititi joining us from Whangarei today. Tēnā koe, Rawiri.
Morena, Dale, morena, brother. Sorry, I didn't answer the call earlier on. I was having a conversation with the whaling tohunga, Hori Parata. I'm sorry, he got the first choice.
Okay. Well, I'm talking with Kahu Waitoa a bit later on. I'm looking forward to that too, he's been broadcasting longer than you've been alive, I think. it's good to catch up with you, Rawiri. And the confirmation that Hana is going to stand in Waikato Hauraki, everyone knows it's a tough gig there because of the experience and the lead that Nanaia Mahuta has, but great for the party to have a young person as the new face for the challenge. What would you say of Hana's credentials going forward politically?
Oh well, first of all, I just want to acknowledge Hana and her whānau for making a very very adult decision to stand and be a voice for Hauraki Waikato. I think this is one of the most formidable oppositions that Nanaia actually has ever faced. Only because Waikato has voted for its mokopuna once, and it's time for Waikato Hauraki to vote for their mokopuna again. And so this is a way of a succession. I have put the plea out there in my speech yesterday that this was an opportunity for another example of Te Puia and Te Atai Rangi Kahu type a situation where Te Puia was able to pakiaki, to guide, to teach the succession for the mana of Waikato Hauraki and the kingitanga at that particular time. But I think for the Waikato Hauraki seat, Nanaia has an opportunity to be the Te Puia for Hana, who could be the Te Atai Rangi Kahu type example, where there is succession, active succession happening for the betterment of the people. And so this is the mana that this girl has. Unfortunately for her, she could never ever dodge politics. If you look at her whakapapa and you think about Hana Te Hemara, and the work that she did, in terms of the revitalization of Te Reo Māori and the fight for Mana Motuhake, that runs through the veins of this girl. She is Hana. And her grandfather, Aitimu Timi Tamaipi, who also was part of Ngāta Matoa, who is still active in ensuring our Mana Motuhake is recognized and never ever compromised. And so this girl here, I'm telling you, and her grandmother Rāmari, she comes from good stock in the north also. She's a clerk whose grandmother was, a great-grandmother was a sister to Ben Tahara, the bishop of the north of the Anglican Church. But she's also a descendant of Wurimu Katene. And Wurimu Katene was the first member for Te Tai Tokerau in Parliament. I'm telling you, this girl's got the stock on her. And also she's a kaui. So she has a strong whakapapa into Ngāti Pro and to also Āpiranga Ngata. So, she was never going to be able to dodge the strong Taranaki whakapapa, strong Ngāpui whakapapa, strong Waikato whakapapa, strong Ngāti Pro whakapapa, and also from Kaitahu.
Tēnā koe, do you think,
really,
do you think
really proud to have her.
Yeah, do you think, tēnā koe, do you think we'll have to stop calling her a girl?
I think we do, because she's more than that. At 20 years old, she's already written the book. She has her degree, but she's also would be the first whare kura, kura kaupapa Māori and kohanga reo, the trio that runs through the veins of our tamariki mokopuna and the realisation of the dreams and aspirations of our tipuna to grow this type of leadership. She is the epitome of what our ancestors dreamed of. She is the mokopuna they dreamed of. And so I'm telling you, yes, Nanaia had a huge majority, but I don't think she's ever had to come up against a formidable force like she will have to in this election.
Tēnā koe, Hana Rawhiti Maipi Clark's put her name forward, 20 years old, and reflective of our youthful population. And if people like Hana join the political kaupapa, that might encourage, and you'd hope, many of our young people to also take a strong interest in what is going on politically. And that's the goal of Te Pāti Māori. Look, we know that prison numbers might be down. Kelvin is quick to remind us of that. But then there are ongoing issues within our criminal justice system. Prisons are not immune to that. The Chief Ombudsman, you might have noted, has published a damning report on our prisons and the Corrections Department. He says there's lip service but no real progress. What's your thinking, Rauri?
I totally agree. I totally agree with the Ombudsman's report. And that was in the wake of the Waikeria riot, which I know firsthand, but being involved in the riot and actually de-escalating the riot and actually bringing it to an end. The issues that the then 17 protesters were standing for, and so the Ombudsman has just highlighted the same issues that those 17 that stood on that roof in protest stood for, and so we've been hammering on to the minister about this for the last 3 years. Because it happened just as we headed into to the 53rd Parliament, and so my challenge to the ministers, obviously there has nothing been done. Nothing has been done to improve the situation that many of our people in. And let's get this right: prison numbers may have come down on their statistics, but Māori prison numbers have not. Māori are still at the same number. So 54% of the prison population, of the male prison population, are Māori. 67% of the female prison population and the female part of the prisons are Māori. We are the highest incarcerated indigenous peoples in the world per capita. Let's get those numbers right. And we've got to stop fudging the numbers, because those who are non-Māori get to have home detention, right? They get to do PD, community service, while many of our people are locked up. And the day that the Ombudsman's report came out was the day I was driving into Waikeria to talk to our people. I'm sick and tired of MPs and politicians and leaders out there talking about our people. They talk about Opotiki and what happened there.
Can I just touch on that? Because, I hear you've just broken out of prison. How did that come to be? Because you were in Waikeria. Yeah?
That's right.
You were allowed in? They let you in there, have a cordial?
Absolutely.
You were drumming up support for Te Pāti Māori?
No, we're going to talk to our whānau.
Oh, well, fair enough.
And so, we're going in there to talk to our whānau about some of the issues that they are facing. And, what was canny was we didn't know the Ombudsman's report was coming out. So it was released at 2 o'clock. We were driving into the gate at 2 o'clock. To go and talk to our whānau. And so there are some programs there that are happening that need huge improvement. They need Māori input, and we need to have Māori-driven kaupapa for our whānau out there, because the reconnection is going to be the key to their rehabilitation. Rehabilitation shouldn't happen 6 months before they're released. It should happen on day one of their entry into that place. And the work in progress, not just working with the whānau inside, but working with the whānau outside. So, we challenge the minister now to make transformative changes in our prisons. He used the word consider. We don't need you to consider anything. We need you to commit